Hi, Brittany. And who are you nominating for our Good Samaritan of the Month?
I am nominating Kimberly Bowman.
Okay, so what's your story?
So Kim's story is, I met Kim when I was around 10 years old. I'm 22 now, and she's become a second mom to me, as well as many, many other people in the Downriver community. Both of her boys have this disease called cystic fibrosis, mm-hmm. and she unfortunately ended up losing her youngest son, Blake, at the age of 14, just around 4 years ago. And she has an older son named Brett, who's my age. And he just recently in October went through a double lung transplant and ended up losing his vision due to a bacteria that got released from his old lungs. But through it all, she's been super strong and supportive of her boys and helping out others in the CF community, raising awareness, donating money, getting a scholarship in her youngest son's name to an Allen Park high schooler for college. She's very involved in the community. She, like, everyone knows her and loves her. People are constantly going up to her, giving her hugs and supporting her, as well as she's supporting other people. She's an all-around amazing person. All you have to do is meet her and you'll smile.
Right.
I mean, her personality radiates, and she's just, the things that she's went through and to see her attitude on life, it's priceless.
Well, I was going to say, to go through, you know, all of that herself with her own family and mm-hmm. still, you know, be the one who is just, you know, seeming to be the strongest and going out and helping other people who don't even ask for it
right.
is really what's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, but they had a game, a Purple Out game for Allen Park High School
uh-huh.
to honor the boys who had cystic fibrosis, as well as some other people that go to Allen Park that have CF. And you could even see on the posts that the friends and family who had CF made that Kim and her boys were such an inspiration and how much they appreciated them sharing their story and getting word out there and making CF known, because a lot of people don't know about it. And it's incredible how much she's gone through and the strength and the public speaking skills she has, because mm-hmm. she's constantly talking to everybody and explaining her story and just showing her strength.
And you know what? We have we actually have someone at the station, at one of our sister stations.
Mm-hmm.
Laura Bonnell is her name, and she has the Bonnell Foundation, which is for CF, which her daughter has as well. So,
and my friend Emily has the Rock CF Foundation. So they'd put on like a 5 and 10K for CF. So
yeah, we've heard of that. Actually, I believe Brett and her did a turkey trot run for Thanksgiving.
Really?
And
okay.
They wanted to send those pictures to the donors of his lungs to him. And so I think they got in contact with that, and they constantly do all these CF walks and runs and everything. I mean, they're very involved, and it's amazing watching them and seeing it all happen.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to continue to raise awareness for CF, and I think it's going to raise a little bit of awareness that she is now our Viviano Good Samaritan of the Month. So congratulations to her and to you for nominating her. And she's going to get $100 worth of flowers from Viviano for doing all the great things that she does. We know it's just a little bit, but I think she's going to appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yeah, it's always great to have a big, bright bouquet to brighten your day. So congratulations.
I can't wait for her to get that.
I'm
so happy.
Thank you, Brittany, for nominating her.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.